Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler in the Trail Possible West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 40 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of September 26th through October 2nd in the Great American Old West? September 26th, 1847. The Donner Party rejoins the California Trail near the place that will become Elko, Nevada. Having endured serious problems crossing the Wasatch Mountains in the Great Salt Lake Desert, and worse, losing more than 3 precious weeks over the normal time on the California Trail. By the end of October, they are caught in a blizzard, losing additional time. The party goes into camp near Truckee Lake, Donner Lake, at the eastern foot of modern-day Donner Pass. Slaughtering their oxen, they hunker down in an attempt to survive the oncoming winter. The folly of the Hastings Cutoff is slowly becoming apparent. September 27th, 1927. Outlaw-turned-lawman Frank M. Canton, a.k.a. Texas Joe Horner, dead at age 78. He rustled cattle, had a shootout with some Buffalo soldiers, and robbed a bank in Comanche, Texas in 1877. After escaping Texas Ranger custody for that affair, he went to Nebraska and went mostly straight. He did a stint as an enforcer, regulator, in Wyoming's Johnson County War, some murders and a lynching or two, then turned real lawman, became a sheriff, and later a U.S. Marshal for hanging Judge Isaac Parker in Fort Smith, Arkansas. All in all, a colorful fellow. He even got a pardon from the governor in Texas for his crimes as Texas Joe. An interesting cross-section of the Old West in one man. Look him up. September 28, 1838. The Trail of Tears. Tragedy ensues due to monumental problems encountered in the first phases of the forced removal of the Cherokee to Oklahoma. Cherokee chief and orator Going Snake and others had negotiated with General Winfield Scott and secured agreement to allow following groups to travel under the management of the Indians themselves. Going Snake traveled with the first such group. They were 4 months in transit to the Indian Territory, and upon arrival, he constructed a cabin for himself along the Ward Branch Creek, about 6 miles north of present-day Westville, Oklahoma. He was 80 years old at the time. September 29, 1869, Virginia City, Nevada. Chinese workers are terrorized and chased out of town by an estimated 350 vigilantes. September 30th, 1876, Davy Crockett, age 23, nephew of Alamo hero Davy Crockett, killed in a shootout with Cimarron Sheriff Reinhardt and 2 deputies, Rancher Joseph Holbrook and Postmaster John McCullough, Schwenk's Barnes, Cimarron, New Mexico. Shotguns. October 1st, 1853, Fountain Green Massacre. 4 men, Thomas Clark, William Luke, James Nelson, and William Reed, were driving 2 ox-drawn wagons carrying wheat to Salt Lake City, Utah, in advance of a larger party led by local Mandy Mormon leader Isaac Morley. Against Morley's instructions, the men had camped at Uinta Springs instead of on the Sandpitch River, where they were to have awaited the arrival of the main group. Sandpitch Utes attacked, and the men were stripped, disemboweled, and scalped. When the Morley party arrived, by the time they had emptied the grain from the wagons to carry the bodies, a large party of Utes was gathering on a nearby hillside. There was no further action by either group. October 1st, 1940. Died Wyoming lawman Joe LaFors, age 75, in Buffalo, Wyoming. Joe had an alligator mouth, but only a hummingbird ass, and was never an effective lawman. His one real claim to fame was the arrest, and maybe the framing, of Tom Horn. October 2nd, 1896. The High Fives try to take the Atlantic and Pacific trains at Rio Puerco, New Mexico. The first shot smashes a brakeman's lantern, but also alerts U.S. Deputy Marshal Will Loomis, who finds the outlaws, forcing the engineer to uncouple the express car at gunpoint. His volley brings down Cole Estes, a.k.a. Code or Cole Young, Bob Harris, Tom Harris, take a pick. The other miscreants fail, leaving their compatriot's body behind. October 2nd, 1998, died Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, Orvon Gene Autry, age 91, in Studio City, California. Western movie star, TV star, singer, songwriting, 1931 to 1964. Rodeo stockman, movies in Old Santa Fe, 1934, with Smiley Burnett. Texans Never Cry, 1947. 44 of them for Republic Pictures alone. TV shows, etc. His horse was Champion. Tip your hat. Well, this is program 40 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.